Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's consideration is recorded in Paul's letter to the Romans, the 15th chapter, verses 4, where we read as follows in Jesus' name. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. This is our text. Friends in Christ, the American poet Emily Dickinson at one time tried in a poem to capture the nature of hope. She wrote, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the words without the song and never stops at all." And that kind of rings true for a lot of people of how they view hope, perhaps a metaphor, interesting picture. We've heard it said before, Alexander Pope's famous line that hope springs eternal in the human breast. But that is not the case for everyone. There are some people who are not living with hope. I wonder if that describes any of you today. Looking for hope, wondering, why do I feel depressed? It's not an unusual thing. In fact, there are many people that are hopeless today. Membership in the ADAA, the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, is growing. I wonder how large the group would be here if all of us who had depression at any given moment were required to attend. I can imagine it might have ranks, it would grow at certain times of the year perhaps, and then one day we would be out of the ranks. But anybody at any time can experience depression, and some people it just doesn't seem to go away. According to the recent statistics, there were 33,687 suicides in this country in a recent year. Those aren't the most recent statistics, but they go back a couple of years. This country is losing more men and women in the armed services to self-inflicted wounds, KIA by their own hands, than the war itself is bringing about. And really significant numbers of students and faculty live their lives, sometimes without hope, trying to grab hold of it. Apparently, Dickinson's hope, the thing with feathers, has flown the coop of the soul of some people. Where is hope gone? Why don't I feel hopeful? Can I get it back into my life? In the 1980s, someone wrote a song called "Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places." And another song that's parallel to that one is "Looking for Hope in All the Wrong Places." Today's text provides an answer to where you can find hope. But it's not what human nature or human beings really look to. Caught up in a hopeless existence, oftentimes people just look for anything that will provide them hope. It ends up being what? A temporary, current, present preoccupation? It can be anything. I mean, what is your avocation? That can become a kind of a god, the thing that what makes me happy. But then, is that really the true hope? For some, it ends up being a friend, a close friend, or friends. Maybe I feel really pretty hopeful when I get all my Facebook friends together in cyberspace, right? Sex, alcohol, music, it really can be a lot of different things that people go to rather than the one place where God tells us we ought to be going. When you declare to people that God's prescription for recapturing true hope is to be found in his ancient written word, scriptures, people sometimes reply, whatever. The perfect blind slang term from our age, isn't it? Whatever. A term used to dismiss a previous statement. You don't think Christians don't really say that, whether they say it or not? Whatever. I know that. Isn't that exactly the natural reaction of our sinful nature to God? Whatever. But if we are willing to rethink the meaning of that term, we may be closer to hope than we realize. But we need to be willing to accept God's whatever for our whatever. For God the Holy Spirit is speaking to us today through this text when he writes that whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Some have wrecked their lives. Some people wonder why they don't have hope. Well, look at what you're doing with your life, or what you're not doing with your life. And sometimes we can't even put a finger on it, right? What is it? Why don't I feel like I have hope? But God has left us his word written down in the past for us. It wears gray hair. It's not new. It's not the latest technological device, although you can read it on the latest technological device. Maybe that's part of the problem, because we search for the new, the novel. But how many of us take this old written word seriously as we ought to? Believing God, taking him at his word, that if we read it, that we will, in its words, find comfort for our lives. We will regain hope. If the bird of hope has flown out of your life, you need to go to the place where you will find it, for it is within the printed page and in the sacraments that you find the feathers of God, if you will. For in Holy Scripture, the very Spirit of God that was hovering over the waters at creation, who descended on Jesus at his baptism, who from that time has symbolized as the feathered divine dove of God in this past book of his word, the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus promised to send to us, that comforter desires to fill your life with hope and a song, and not like Dickinson's song, a song with words. And the words are God's word. That's what gives us the song of hope. Does your soul long for new hope and new joy? Then start living in his old written word, because you will find hope there. That's God's promise. God never lies. Because you will find hope there, isn't that the message then of our text? For whatever things were written before, notice before, it's a past thing, were written for our learning that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might find hope. The word scripture, or an allusion to God's written word, shows up three times in our text today in this short verse. Now, if we begin to take seriously that we have failed to look to Scripture for hope, we will first find within it maybe what we're not looking for. Oh, let me go to the Word of God. I need comfort. And it is indeed there. But remember, the first office of the Holy Spirit is to convict us of sin. And we may discover along the way our sins. In fact, that is a fundamental purpose of the law of God, to convict us of our sins, to lead us to repentance, and then next to point us to where our hope lies. The New Testament's prescription for hope commends to us then three things. Number one, its content is never egocentric. found in ourselves, but always centered on and in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Number two, its basis does not rest on our good works, but on the gracious work of God in Jesus Christ. And that's why He is called our hope in 1 Timothy 1:1. Jesus is our hope. And then finally, the nature of hope is a gift. Hope is a gift of the Father's grace and is aroused in us through the message of salvation that is found in this old Word of God, also in the preached Word, and in that old acknowledgement that Jesus gave His blood for us in His body, and reminds us of that in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper and in our baptism. Jesus Christ took on human flesh as true God to redeem us, as true man by living a perfect life and by dying to take away our sins. That's the fundamental message. You've heard it before, but it can never be the whatever. It has also always got to be the very thing in which we find hope. This feathered message of hope is easily lost in the present electro-technical living, which is why we need to return daily to the past written message of hope in Holy Scripture. Amen.